So much to be thankful for, as we already shared already, but we're just going to continue in that spirit as we just look to God's word and look to another parable and try to see what Jesus said and why he said it, what he was talking about there. But a morning of just celebrating how God is igniting hearts. Isn't that awesome? And the cool part is we're not even done yet. How awesome is that? So, yeah, really excited about the stories and the testimony, seeing all the young people involved and the encouragements there and the challenges there, and just hopefully and praying, like, as you hear the stories of others, that it truly will ignite your own heart and that you will find yourself saying, God, what are you wanting to do in my life? You know, at a time in churches too, when so many churches are in decline or struggling or in the red, like, how cool is it to see so much life, So much life change and so many young people. I just love it. I absolutely love it. Not only that, we're even in the green. So go Eagles. And it should be a great day that way. But no, God is doing something special here. And it's what's cool is his spirit is working through you, through the people, through the body. We have one example of that. We have 10 baptisms or 11 baptisms. You know, we have 10 different people involved in the baptizing. And what I love about that is it shows the picture of the body of you guys, of everyone involved in coming alongside of people and telling them about Jesus. And that is what we are about here. We're going to jump right into Luke 15, and we're going to be going through this. I want to jump right into the setting, right into the storyline with me, all right? There's going to be different people groups, but he says, by this time, a lot of men and women of doubtful reputation were hanging around Jesus. There's our first people group, all right? People of doubtful reputation, maybe sinners, tax collectors, notorious people, like people you shouldn't be hanging with. And that's exactly what the Pharisees thought. The Pharisees, the religious scholars, they were not pleased with this one bit. Not pleased at all. They growled, he takes in the sinners and eats meals with them. He's treating them like old friends. You get the idea? You see the picture? Literally, the crowds are pushing in to hear Jesus. These people that typically wouldn't be a part of or want anything to do with this message are crowding in to hear more. And actually, the Pharisees, the ones who usually have the voice, are suddenly on the edges, on the fringes. And they're like, what's going on? They're bothered by that. I sort of like that last statement where it says, their grumbling triggered this story. You know, people tend to get triggered these days over various things. Jesus just got triggered. It's pretty awesome. Here's the first story. He shares three stories. They're all telling a point. It's a lost sheep. Suppose one of you had 100 sheep and you lost one. All right? Doesn't seem like a big deal. If you think about it, if you got 99, you started with 100, you got 99, you only lost one. Like, if you're taking a test at school and you get a 99 on that test, are you going to remediate the 1%? Probably not. I wouldn't. All right. If you're planning your turkey dinner and somehow you got 100 turkeys, you thought you had 100 turkeys, you only got 99. Are you going to go look for that? No, I don't think so. Dirt bikes, if I was supposed to have 100 and I only had 99, maybe I'd look for that one. But, you know, that kind of thing. It's so cool. Look at the answer. Jesus says, wouldn't you? His answer is they would. They would do this. Look how he writes it. Wouldn't you leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the lost one until you found it? And when you found it, you could be sure that you'd put it across your shoulders. You'd rejoice. And when you got home, you'd call your friends and your neighbors and you're celebrating. See, he'd say, he'd do it. They would do it. They would answer yes to this. They would go after that one. And he's saying, in the same way, or you can count on it. In the same way, he's saying, there's more joy in heaven over one sinner who's rescued than over 99 good people. He's saying, I'm hanging out with the right people. That's what he's telling the Pharisees right there. That's pretty cool. I bet they were a little bothered. So he went on and told them another story. All right? Lost coin. You got 10. This woman's got 10. She loses one. She's losing 10% now. All right? 1%, 10%. Okay? You see the progression. Again, won't she light a lamp? Won't she search the house? Won't she go look for this? Until she finds it? When she finds it, won't she gather all her friends together? I found it. Let's celebrate. In the same way, count on it. That's the kind of party God's angels throw every time one soul turns to God. Might be hard to grab this entirely, but that those coins were like a day's wages, they were said. All right? A day's wages. So if you make like 50 grand, you know, if you divide that 52 weeks and then say we'll do a 5-day work week, it's like 190 bucks. All right? 190 bucks. Would you search your house if you had, what would that be, 1900 and you lost 190? We'd probably search our house for it. You see the progression? You see where he's going? Last one. Lost son. He gets extremely personal with them at this point. He's got two. He's going to lose one. He's going to lose the youngest son. If you could just put yourself in this story and imagine this, even from a parent's perspective, from a father or from a mother, do you see what he's doing to these people that are listening to him? He's drawing them right in. The younger said to his father, hey, I want what's coming to me right now. I want my inheritance right now, before you're dead, before you're gone. I talk to my dad about that all the time, but he doesn't give me it. No, I'm joking. But we might have lost the moment now. What did I just do? All right. The younger son, he wants his money. He wants it now. The father gives it. There was definitely some, there's an older son too, so I'm sure there was a little family feud going on there. The father divides the property between them. Wasn't long before the younger son packs his bags, he leaves the house, he takes his money, he goes and wastes it. He ends up totally wasted down in this place, and he's far from home. He's gone the wrong track, all right? He's totally blown it. He's like out there. Maybe you felt that way. Okay, maybe you find yourself right now at a spot where you don't like where you're at. Okay? Maybe some of your choices you think now like, man, that wasn't the best choice. That wasn't good for me. That wasn't good for my family. Do you know what's amazing about our Father? It's phenomenal. That son decided to come back, and the father's arms are wide open. He says, when he was still a long way off, the father saw him. His heart was pounding for him. He ran out to him. He embraced him. He kissed him. He gives him clothes. He gives him a ring. He gives him sandals. He dresses him up. He slaughters the heifer, right? He slaughters it, and he throws a big old feast. And he's like, that's what I'm going to do. My son is here. He was given up for dead. Now he's alive. He was lost. Now he's found. They had this party, a big old party. All right? It's awesome. If you're down a road somewhere, that's Jesus. He loves you. He wants you. He's always open for you. Strangest thing in this story, the older son represents the other group, okay? And the older son was out in the field working. He was doing all the right things. He was doing all, following all the rules. Didn't waste his dad's money. He comes back in. He hears the music. He hears the singing. He sees the dancing. He's like, what the heck is going on? And he gets pretty angry. And he says, he stalked off in anger, refused to go in. What does the father do again? See, it doesn't matter if you're far, it doesn't matter if you're close. He pursues him. The father pursues him again. The heart of the father is for you. His heart beats for every single one. He tried to talk to him, but he wouldn't listen. The son wouldn't listen. And he finally had to come to the point where he had to give him a little smackdown. And this is how it ends. It doesn't quite end like you would think. All right, there's not the resolution maybe you're looking for. The father says, son, you don't get it. You're missing the point. You're with me all the time. Everything that I have, everything that is mine, it's yours. You have incredible privilege. He's saying to those those Pharisees right there in that gathering when all those people, and he's hanging out with who they think are the wrong people. He's saying, you guys are missing the point. You have incredible privilege. All right? You say the same for us in a lot of ways. But this is a wonderful time, and we had to celebrate. This brother of yours was dead. He's alive. He was lost, and he's found. What's he saying? Jesus is saying, I am here for the outsider. I'm sitting at the right table. I'm hanging with the right people. I know exactly what I'm doing. And by golly, we're throwing a party right here, and there's parties in heaven. And if they're partying, I figure we should party too. Don't you think? That's right. Amen to that. Isn't that cool? Yes. That was a very weak applause, but I didn't lead into it very well. So, God's heartbeat is for the lost. And see, the most beautiful part of that is that means it's for you and it's for me. Because each and every one of us, if we're honest, at one point or another, we find ourselves either far from God or near, maybe very near to Him. But our hearts, like physically far or near, but our hearts are far from Him. And He's always calling us back. He's always saying, my arms are open for you. I love you. I have deep compassion for you. And I'll pursue you, you know, till the end. Absolutely till the end. So we do pray that that each one of you might consider where you're at today. You know, what's God doing in your heart and in your mind? And I so love to be a part of a church that loves God and is care and loves others. Gets our eyes beyond these walls too. And that is on display this morning as you see God's Spirit working through you and working in people's hearts. And so I just thank you for that from the bottom of my heart. But would ask that you consider as we continue to hear more testimonies of what God is doing, that you really ask, you know, what's God doing in your life? How's He want to work in your heart? And talk to us. Talk to the people you came with. If you have questions, talk to anyone. We would love to introduce you to this incredible Father. Because so often, I'm a dad too, and so often as a father, we mess it up. Or we blow it. Big time. And the beauty is that we all have a heavenly Father. No matter what our earthly father looked like, we all have a heavenly Father that loves us and accepts us and is for us each and every day. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful truth, and we're going to hold on to that. We're going to do some live baptisms now, and then we're going to just have a brief closing. But as they go, if you're part of the baptisms, you're welcome to come up here. If you want to take pictures, you can gather around, do whatever you want, anything like that, get some video. We'll be doing a little bit of that. And as we take people in to be baptized, we ask them two questions. Are you trusting in Jesus Christ alone for the forgiveness of your sins and the free gift of eternal life? And the answer is yes, correct answer, if they're trusting in Him. And then are you 100% sure you're a part of God's family? The first one's talking about, hey, it's faith alone in Christ alone. Jesus is the guy who saves. Jesus is the one who gives us access to heaven. And the second question is that you can know for sure. You can know for sure that you're a child of God, that no matter what this world throws at you, no matter where you go, what you do, you're a child of His and you're forever in His family, part of His family. And we're just excited to celebrate that today. So let's continue.